Welcome back to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Today, Nick and I talk about a truly rare occurrence in my life. I shopped at a Walmart. It wasn't just any Walmart. It was a double-decker super Walmart in my hometown in Massachusetts. There, I encountered a couple of disturbing things. One I could do nothing about, and one that I could take charge of. Listen in as we transport you to the world of windowless shopping and untrusting retailers. It's not a world that you want to live in, but it's pretty interesting for a stopover. Check it out. I was in Walmart in Saugus, Massachusetts.
As we all are sometimes.
Yeah, this is a super Walmart, and it's super creepy because it's on the second story is where the store is. There's a parking deck below that.
Okay.
And then you get up on the second story, and there's, once you walk into the entrance, there's no windows in this building.
Mm.
No but windows. So it's just this, but it's giant. It's huge. It's like
a warehouse. How many Walmarts have you been in that have had windows?
You know, maybe... Maybe this is a Walmart thing that I just noticed in this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this place also had an escalator for your cart.
Yeah.
You get your full... You've seen this before? You
got a full cart. Well, the Target in Soto has that, but they have the parking above.
Okay.
So you take the escalator with the cart up, and it's always broken.
Ah, okay. Well, this was interesting to me. Cool. Well, I'm in this place, and I'm buying a bunch of stuff for my dad, who just recently broke out of a nursing home, and so he needs all these... geriatric support.
Yep. He escaped.
Yeah.
He did the tied the sheets together.
Yeah.
Went out the window.
Yeah. He was actually on the second story of this place, and this place was, you know, it was a nursing home. The people were very nice. He was not happy with the care that he got there. It was a rough time for him. His worst nightmare realized. But now I'm in Walmart. He's at home, and I'm getting him stuff that he needs, and I'm trying to get out of the Walmart. I've already waited too long to check out my own stuff, right? And I'm literally waiting like 15 minutes before I can get up to a self-check machine, but I know I'm going faster than the people who are being checked out by live human beings. And then there are like 30 people they're just waiting by the door, not leaving, holding their stuff. And there's a single employee who's stopping every person and checking their receipts.
Yeah.
And I joke at this point. First, I'm like, they greet you on the way in. They frisk you on the way out. And people laugh a little bit. And then I'm like, this is wrong. I mean, they're assuming that we're all criminals, that they have to check our receipts when we just spent money at their store, and no. And so I start cutting people, saying, you know, hey, excuse me, he doesn't have to check my receipt. I'm heading out. So he doesn't have to check my receipt. And so I'm cutting in front of all these people. So I get out, and I get up to the guy, and I say loudly so that they can all hear me, is there any legal obligation for these people to show you their receipts? And he goes, no. And I said, I'll see you later. And I walk out, and they all walk out with me. Okay, so it's like a flood of people walk out with me. And I felt like victory. It felt good.
Yeah.
And I just felt like this is a moment. Now, when you're in like a Sam's Club, from what I understand, because I posted this online and friends chimed in. And, you know, there were a range of responses. Most of them were like, yeah, viva la difference. Good, but go Bob. But there was one person who chimed in who was like, wow, you really showed that minimum wage employee your power and privilege by yelling to everybody and walking out the door. And it was very much like, shame me for what I just did.
Wow, okay.
And I was like, well, this is what I had to do. I had to go, well, okay. And then I'm like, no, here's the thing. No, that minimum wage employee, which I don't know what they earn, but of course, you know, the wages at Walmart are legendary. He was a power, a tool of the oppressor. He was being used in a way that he shouldn't have been used. And guess what? That kid didn't care. When he said no, he was like, no, acknowledging the truth.
When you didn't Karen out on him, just like yell at him for putting this all together.
Right. No, I didn't. No, but my point was, this is outrageous that this store is going to, you know, that less than 3% of people who go into a store steal from a store.
Mm-hmm.
That's a national statistic. And yet, to treat all the
Everybody.
Other 97%
yeah.
like possible culprits. It's like, what are you doing here? You reduce the number of actual checkout counters. So you're trusting us to check ourselves out, but you're not, because you're going to stand here and check our receipts on the way out the door. So it's like, that didn't feel good, but getting out of there felt good. That felt good. I brought my stuff, and then I was back there the next day returning stuff. That didn't feel so good, but guess what? You have to do what you had to do. Ah, the epilogue's never sexy.
Yeah, I just going back to the windows for a second. I don't think any of them do. I think it's casinos, big box stores, and bowling alleys.
No windows.
Never have windows Because if you are able to look outside and realize life is better outdoors, then they've lost.
How does that explain all the windows on an airplane?
Oh, that is to make sure the people inside do not eat each other and lose their minds.
Okay. That's,
yeah, it was the same thing. Like when they first, the first astronauts on whatever it was, Gemini or Mercury, they were like designing the capsules and there was no window. And they're like, guys, talking to the engineers, the astronauts were like, guys, you have to put in a window.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we cannot go up there in what is essentially a tube and not be able to see anything.
And yeah, who would do that?
Yeah. Engineers.
But would they have cameras on the outside that would be shooting stuff?
No.
It's like, I want to see it. Yeah. I want to see. That's, yeah. No, that's crazy. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. I think we can all agree that the takeaway from this episode is windows. Our windows. More windows on every building. Everywhere. So you could see what it's like outside and at least pretend you can escape. That doesn't sound right. Like from retail places that you have to shop at and you're not stealing from. That you can escape from there. That there is a way out. Yeah, that doesn't sound right either. It sounds like I'm trapping people somewhere. Yeah, I'm gonna end it here. Have a great day.